The next patient is Janice Skinner. The last name is S-K-I-N-N-E-R. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 73-year-old African-American female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A that is most likely associated to diabetes mellitus, period. The patient comes today with a creatinine of 1.1 and a BUN that is 17 and an estimated EFR that is 49 mLs per minute. It's lower than the last time and unfortunately, we don't have the protein creatinine ratio or the microalbumin creatinine ratio because these labs were done for the primary care, period. The patient is taking the Farxiga. It was very expensive for her. She paid a copay for 3 months of $400, but it's working. She feels better. Number two, the patient has type 2 diabetes mellitus with a hemoglobin A1C of 7%. And number three, arterial hypertension. The patient today's blood pressure is 122/89. She says that she gets better blood pressure readings at home. I encourage her to take the medications as prescribed and keep a log so we will be able to see the trends. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. The serum cholesterol came down from 252 to 219, and she continues to take the medications. And Crestor, 80 milligrams every day. Follow the number. The patient has a hyperuricemia that is treated with the administration of allopurinol. Follow the number. Coronary artery disease, a stent that was placed in May 27 of 2022. A stent was placed in the large ramus, and she continues to take the aspirin and Plavix. She is asymptomatic. The cardiologist is Dr. Torres. Following number, the patient is following the endocrinologist for the thyroid evaluation, and we don't have access to the records. Period. In general terms, the patient is doing well. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes with the patient, 5 minutes in the documentation.